What about the use of trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting?
So the interesting thing about the adjuvant trials was that all of the women were given chemotherapy and trastuzumab. So we don't really know whether trastuzumab by itself would be effective. On the one hand, it's very tempting to think it would be. Single agent trastuzumab has activity. It's targeting the growth factor on the tumor cell. There's probably reason to think it's as effective as chemotherapy when given by itself, but we just don't really know that. The other thing that interests me is there are some indirect data that giving chemotherapy and trastuzumab together looks better than, for instance, a sequential program where you give the chemotherapy first and then give the trastuzumab afterwards.
That's in metastatic disease.
That's in metastatic disease, and it's also in one of the adjuvant trials. The North American Intergroup study had a three-arm structure. It was AC followed by paclitaxel, AC followed by paclitaxel followed by trastuzumab, or AC followed by paclitaxel with concurrent trastuzumab. And the arm that did best was the group of women who got the concurrent chemotherapy and trastuzumab. So I do believe that there's some synergy between those treatments. And so whenever possible, I like to give some chemotherapy concurrently with the trastuzumab.